540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti, and we start with late developments in the Middle East, where the U.S. Embassy in Israel expects that Rafah crossing on the Gaza-Egypt border to open at this hour to let humanitarian aid in and trap foreigners out. There is no confirmation yet, but a CBS News producer has seen empty trucks crossing from Gaza into Egypt. Also this, Israel urging its citizens to immediately leave Egypt and Jordan. 2 weeks after they were taken hostage in Gaza in the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel, an Illinois mother and daughter are now free. This after negotiations involving an intermediary in the Persian Gulf.
Hamas said it released the mother and her 17-year-old daughter in an agreement with the Qatari government for humanitarian reasons. President Biden spoke to the two Americans on the phone after their release, assuring them the U.S. government will fully support them.
Saturday marks 2 weeks since the massacre that began the war. Now the question remains, when will Israeli Defense Forces launch their ground assault into Gaza to take on Hamas?
CBS's Tina Krause. Once, twice, three times, enough Republicans voted against him to keep the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee from becoming Speaker of the House. Correspondent Scott McFarlane reports.
For Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, his race to be Speaker, second in line to the presidency, was like quicksand.
Speaker has not been elected.
The harder he fought, the deeper he sunk.
It's time for him to step down. Get somebody with a clean slate with no baggage.
Bleeding support, Jordan was forced to leave the race, ending a fight that included anonymous threats against Republicans who had voted against him on the House floor.
And with no speaker for more than 2 weeks now, congressional Republicans go back to square one in search of one next week. In Western Maryland, there's a major law enforcement search following the fatal shooting of a circuit court judge. CBS Baltimore's Janae Reese is in Hagerstown.
Authorities are now looking for Pedro Argote in connection to the death of the judge. Deputies say Argote did not have any prior criminal records, but they had been called to his home.
We have responded to the residents for verbal domestic assaults 2 times within the last few years, but no criminal record that we're aware of.
Albert says Argote was due in court for a divorce-related hearing Thursday, but was not present.
Some movement reported with two of Detroit's big three, but not so much with Ford as the United Auto Workers strike drags on.
The membership is the highest authority in our union. You will always have the final say. Everything we do is in service of building the strength of our membership.
UAW President Sean Fain. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
Yeah, there's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're not alone.
No, I don't think so. I think there's an awful lot of people.
You are not alone. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What have you done out of the love of your pet? Don from Madison is on the line. Good morning, Don.
Hi, Don.
Good morning, Jane. Hey, so the caller before the last caller, I don't understand people who don't have the love that other pet owners, that such as like myself, have for their pets, because they're our babies, you know. We don't have kids, my partner and I. So, yeah, we have dog insurance. We try to give them the best food, try to take them for walks, let them ride in the car, you know, all the things that you would do with your child if you had a child.
What are their names, Don?
Sleep in the bed once in a while. What's that?
What are their names?
Oh, we just got a new lab, which her name is Java. And she's a chocolate lab, and she's a rescue. So, yeah, we try to do what we can. And I was also going to mention that our dog, our last dog, which was a lab, she had hemangiosarcoma. She had a bleeding tumor, and she had issues with falling down, like your guest's dog. So you may want to get her checked to make sure that she doesn't have any kind of tumor growing.
Well, to tell you the truth, she just had her annual exam at the veterinary
clinic.
He said she's okay.
She's real healthy.
Right.
You might try using one of those harnesses that you can hold up by the handle to help her up the stairs.
Well, that's a good idea. She takes Rimadyl and glucosamine, chondroitin.
Yep. Glucosamine. Yep.
But that's not, actually, that's not a bad, I don't know why I didn't think of that.
The only thing I can
get one of those little.
The only thing that concerns me about that idea, Don, though, is that Sydney is 80 pounds. I can see both of you falling down the steps.
I don't need any help falling
down.
You don't want to do that.
No.
No, and truly, I'm so, so klutzy. I'm so klutzy. I fall all the time, and I don't need any.
You could get one of those. You could get a pet elevator. I mean, Mitt Romney had a car elevator. So.
Well, there you go.
Excellent suggestion, Don. I'm sure we'll get right on that house elevator for the dogs.
I will tell you this.
Thank you.
To give you an idea as to how bad I am, my husband, when we first started dating eons ago, he finally looked at me on one of the dates and he said, you know, cracks in the sidewalk have taken on a whole new meaning for me when I walk with you. Because I'll hit it and down I go. That's it.
And I'd like to also point out that Don just said exactly what I was afraid. I sound like a monster when I talk about this. I don't want to sound like this. I don't want to feel like this either.
But I promise you, Greg, when you and Bridget do finally decide to get a dog, it's going to change you.
Okay.
You are going to do things for this animal that you would never have believed that you will do.
Sure.
Trust me.
I don't disagree with you, but it's hard for me to. Yeah. I'm not a bad person, everybody. I swear to God, I'm not.
He's really not a bad person.
Well, but I know people that just aren't pet people.
Yeah, for sure.
But I want a dog.
It's going to change you. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text on what have you done for the love of your pet, out of love for your pet. Angie from Wisconsin is on the line. Good morning, Angie.
Hi, my dog lived to like 15, and I used to give her IV fluids, and I had to learn how to do all that kind of stuff.
You had to do what, Angie?
IV fluids.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Holy smokes.
Yeah. But it made her, she lived a lot. She lived for an extra 3 months that way, and I'm very, very poor. I just worked a lot of extra hours and paid for it that way. So, yeah. All my extra money for those 3 months went all to her. She lived an extra 3 months. I loved her. She lived to 15.
That's so wonderful. What was her name, Angie?
Yeah, I did everything for her. Lexi.
Lexi.
Got it.
Well, she's on the Rainbow Bridge now with my Barkley and my Pierce. And you gave her a great life, Angie.
Yes, she did. And I have no regrets.
Yeah, no.
None with her.
Good. Good.
Loved her. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much for calling. You can check in as well, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. A woman that I used to work with, her husband would take the dog for a walk every day, but he would go to a different park.
Oh, so a change of scenery?
Because she wants different smells.
Oh, okay.
It's boring for her.
That's hilarious.
To go to the same park, which I would never have thought of ever.
In all honesty, I didn't know that they could tell the difference.
No, it's outside. There's lots of smells.
Exactly.
You know, and like you taking your two for car rides now that they're older and they can't walk as far.
Well, and we've got plenty of smells in the backyard too, because I live near a nature preserve.
Oh, that's right.
So we've got deer and fox and raccoons and possums, and we've got them all. I had two turkeys walking through the other day.
Oh, that must have driven them crazy.
To tell you the truth, I kind of looked at them and said, you're taking your life into your own hands. It's a little close to turkey day.
They might be. Oh, yeah, right. Texter from the 414, my dog has diabetes. I'm so sorry. And is going downhill. He's a senior rescue. It's been very difficult. He's 14 and a half.
Wow.
And has exceeded his life expectancy. This is the difficult part of being a pet parent. I've been carrying him around as his back's legs are going. His name is Teddy. Stacy from Waukesha. Oh, Stacy, I feel you.
I do too.
It's so hard when they get older and they start having health problems. It is.
Yeah. Well, and when you've got diabetes, you've probably given him insulin. I know a lot of people that have to give their animals insulin. So
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What's the most extreme thing you have done, and maybe it's not extreme to you, out of the love of your pet?
Well, the thing is that, and I stand by this, when you bring them into your family, and Greg, you should listen to this, when they bring them into their family, that's exactly what they become. They become family.
Yes.
And why wouldn't you protect your family and do the most you can possibly do for your family?
I have a great many thoughts on that topic, but we're going to a break, so.
Oh, so he doesn't have to. You're off the hook for now. All right, we're going to a break. One more break when we come back. I hope you will stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies today with a chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 54. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 34. Mainly sunny tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 52. Chance for scattered showers Monday. Chance for scattered storms on Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
8 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM.
Give me a chance, cause I'm not dead yet. Not dead yet.
As goes Wisconsin, Jane Matnair, in for Kristen Bry, Greg Bach is on the board, Harold Kane in the studio with me in downtown Waukesha, and thank you so much for joining us today. You can always check in, call, and or text at 844-967-2789. As Greg and I pointed out yesterday, too, if you're watching the stream, you can always leave comments on the live stream, either on Twitter or YouTube or Facebook, and there is a plus, Greg Bach.
Yeah.
To watching the stream.
Why?
Because we chair dance.
We so chair dance. We finger pistol. We air high five. And also another thing we don't discuss enough too is if you don't have time to watch the live stream, that's fine.
Oh yeah,
every show is broken into two podcasts a day, and they go up pretty much within an hour after the show is done, which is noon. So if you want to listen to us back or you want to hear an interview again, go to your favorite podcast provider of choice and download the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, leave comments for the podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
And and you can listen there. Listen on your car ride home.
And download the Civic Media app.
Oh, heck yeah.
Too, and the other thing that I really like that that Kristen had started when she started the show was in our show notes at civicmedia.us, in the compilation of each day's show, there are links to articles that we talk about, articles that we reference, other things like that. So there's lots of links there and there's lots of information.
Well, that's, you know what, it's extremely helpful because people sometimes can only listen for a short period of time and they want to hear the rest of the story.
Right.
And I mean, it's just the nature of the beast. So that's it's a great way. She started a great way to engage with the listener.
And to give you stuff you can use,
right,
information you can use. We were talking about the things we've done out of the love of our pets. And texter from the 541 says, Carol, regarding your comment about bringing a pet into your family, go back to today's segment with Dr. Mike. There are plenty of actual family who aren't really worth the time of day, but your four-legged ones are.
Right. Yeah,
and
right.
And actually, I'm glad you brought that up because Mark from the SAC called and we didn't have time to take his call, but he gave me his thoughts. And one of the things he said was, you can learn to forgive these individuals and move on from them through your life. Like, you know, I forgive you, but I'm no longer going to be a part of your life, which I personally don't fully agree with because I'll forgive somebody if they're seeking forgiveness, but I'm not going to walk up to someone in my life who's toxic and be like, I forgive you. Cause they're going to be like, for what?
Well, is it necessarily saying though, that you have to tell the person that you forgive them? I think it's more about an internal decision to no longer hold on to that toxic stuff. It is hard to
that's
do.
Yeah,
hard
absolutely.
To do. It is
especially
hard to
when
do.
It's your mother. That's very, very difficult to do.
Absolutely.
And maybe you aren't saying it out loud or to their face and you're just doing it inside. But yeah, I mean, there's many different ways you can go about cutting a person out of your life who is family, but also causing a lot of problems for you. And one of those is just to say, I'm done. And that's your right. And then, you know, hopefully your spouse, your partner, whomever is loving and accepting of you and has maybe a family that, you know, be a part of, and you can move on.
But I thought one really great thing from that Dr. Mike segment was we teach people how to treat us by what we put up with.
Yeah.
Right.
And what they can get away with.
That's why a dog is so great, Greg, because they're always happy to see you.
They really are.
They're always happy to see you. I'm telling you right now, when I walk in the door, when I get back to my home, Beauregard will say to me, in not so many words, because he doesn't actually speak, but he will say, I can't believe you've made it home.
Where have you been? Where have you been? It's been days and days and days.
I already regret saying anything.
You can send any comments to Greg Bach the Monster. You are not a monster. And I bet there are many people who are listening who agree with you, who are not pet people.
My mom was.
And there's nothing wrong with it, you know, and not that you're not a pet person because you guys want to get a dog. But there are people, it's just not their thing.
My mom wasn't. She wasn't. And the only reason, and I'm going to tell this really quick story, the only reason I got our first dog, Taliesin, who was a Chihuahua, was I was so desperate to have a pet that I found a caterpillar. This is the honest hand to God. I found a caterpillar. I put some grass and a twig in a jar, put the caterpillar in there, pounded holes in the top, and I walked the caterpillar around the block talking to it. And my dad got a phone call from our neighbor
who said,
"You, Irv, you got to do something with her. The neighbors are, I swear to God, that's exactly what I did." He said, "You've got to do something with her. The neighbors are really worried."
What is wrong with your child? She's walking a caterpillar.
In a mason jar around the block.
That Carol girl is walking around with an empty jar in there. No, that jar's got a caterpillar
and
in there.
And that's her
only friend.
Yeah, and she's talking to it.
Yeah, beat that.
So after your dad got the call about the caterpillar is when they broke down or got you a dog?
Yes, we found. That was wet back in the day when they used to advertise in the back of the newspaper, you know, pets and stuff.
Right.
And we found in South Beloit, because I'm from Beloit originally, we found in South Beloit this litter of Chihuahuas that were up for sale. And so we went down to South Beloit, and Tally was the only one left, and it was $25, AKC registered.
Wow.
And my my dad finally just broke down and looked at my mom and said, "We're getting her." End of story.
Whether you like it or not.
Here's a question.
We're getting the dog.
We're almost out of time, but I want to ask you a really quick question, Carol, with one of your dogs. If you, I don't want to say it's going to happen right now, but like, let's say this weekend you had to put one of your dogs down. Are you waiting? Or are you getting a new dog? Or are you going to get one that weekend?
No. I wait.
Okay.
I have to grieve.
Gotcha.
I do.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I know some people who grieve. I know some people who buy a new dog the same weekend.
I do too, Greg. I've known people who have done that too. They feel the hole and they want that hole filled.
And that's okay. That's okay if that's how you operate. But I need time to remember and grieve.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, I am always going to remember the story of Carol and her caterpillar, though. I want to get to
Carol and her caterpillar walking down the street.
That's a book. There's a children's book right there, you guys.
Saddest children's book ever. That one, you know what? Everyone, I'm going to say this. That book can be banned.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, stop.
All right. That does it for us. Thank you so very much to Dr. Michael McCutcheon and to Andrew Guss, who joined us in the first hour. Thank you, Greg Bach. Thank you, my dear friend, Carol Kane. Thank you to all of you for calling and texting and listening. Stay tuned for news is next, followed by Town Call. Have a wonderful weekend. We will be back with you on Monday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.